Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pelicans win! Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
City secures, and it's ballooned beautifully to the other side of the field by Hartle. Betcher into the box, Simon was two, slick and stick it home! Oh, you Betcher! Sweet Hyde points! 2-0 City!
Oh, my. Joey Zanaboni with the call on Y98. It was crazy in there. City wins at 3-0 over the Houston Dynamo. And joining us is the sporting director for City, Lutz Fan and Steel. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning.
Fun to hear that stuff, isn't it? And the echoes of the crowd ripping through downtown West one final time. But before you know it, you'll be opening the doors of again to that great crowd.
Yeah, I think, you know, after the game, let's first talk about what happened after the game. I think, you know, it's fantastic. We didn't make the playoffs, but somehow with the fireworks, with the crowd, with the brick giving, the support we had during this 90 minutes, you felt like you won a title. The support was so unbelievable. I mean, you know, all the players, when we walked in the changing room afterwards, they all had goosebumps. They say, well, it's unbelievable that, you know, we didn't really achieve the goal we wanted to have over the whole season for various reasons, but you still feel like the people not just supporting us, they really pushing us to the next level. And I think this kind of feeling of hope and being convinced that 2025, we will see a quick turnaround and a big turnaround. I think you feel it in the stadium, you feel it in the changing room, you feel it with the fans, you feel it with everybody involved. And I think that's the story from yesterday. You know, Tom, I believe it was a good game. It was a convincing 3-0 win against one of the better teams in the league. I think we deserved it. And I think it just gives you a lot of things, positive vibes to look forward for 25.
Well, winning is certainly fun, but you're right. The fans are telling you something there. And they know something. They know that they see what you're trying to build there. So that has to make you feel good. What do you think they know? I mean, what is it about your style of play or maybe your personnel right now that gives you hope and promise?
I think the style of play was something, I think, you know, very simple. And I think the crowd and the fans appreciate that. We didn't change our philosophy. We didn't change our style of play. But changing the personnel and having a little bit of a softer approach when it comes to press and counter press, that we not just want to chase like dogs or or running like wolves and just destroy the other team. I think it is a little bit more to that. If you want to play, especially at home, attractive and successful football, then you need to be better with the ball. We need to create more chances. And I always said, we don't want to have just that one way. We want to have the best of two worlds. If we don't have the ball, press, counter-press, be intense, try to win that thing quick as possible back, create chances, but be aggressive. But once we do have the ball, and some of the teams, if you felt yesterday when they do give you the ball, then we must be creative, we must be smart. We have now players in there where you always have the feeling, Tom, that we can actually score goals. I mean, yesterday, I never doubted that we will score two goals or more. And that, I think if I go into with that kind of mindset into a game, then that's the same thing what the players feel, what the coaching staff feels, and then it somehow jumps over to the crowd. And I think that was it yesterday. Houston was a good team. They played a good first 11. They always were dangerous, but somehow you had the feeling, just bring it on, guys. We will get you in the end of the day.
You know, I know it was an emotional time. I heard Jake Nowinski after the game talking about his goal and how much that meant to him, because he's tried to continue to push forward this year, and also he's not sure what the future holds for him. I'm sure this is a thing that you've had to approach, and that a common thing that all teams actually have to go through is that, and we talk about it on the baseball side all the time, that group that you depart, the clubhouse, is the last time that group will be together. That's the hard part about professional sports, is that you have to put the pieces together, Lutz, to make it happen each and every year, and sometimes that means bringing in new people and saying goodbye to others.
Yeah, it's something, you know, you can't change. I mean, we did it a few weeks ago. You know, we had six new players and six players left us. That's a big, big turnaround in the middle of the season. But we discussed it before. I didn't think I had much choice on that. And I think you need to be ruthless if you want to be successful. You need to be ruthless if you want to be more successful and change things. Yes, of course, there was injuries, but it was not just injuries. Also, some of the performances, I believe, were not the way we wanted to be. That's why changes were made, and it will be also this winter break, or, you know, the off season. There will be things will be done, and not everybody will like it. That's also part of the game. I mean, we have lots of players on options, so it's nine players where we can secure their services, but it also means nine players are there where we probably don't secure the services. That's something I need to wrap my head around it the next few days. I will travel this week to Europe to sort out a few things and look at a few things also for the future. And then we also will make very, very soon the decisions on the options. And I mean, that's a big part. You know, nine players is a big number. And I still believe there is room for improvement. I still believe there is things which have to be adjusted. And, yeah, then again, we come into the moment when you have to say goodbye to people. But, you know, it's not a negative goodbye. Sometimes it's a move on. And we see you soon again. And that's just part of the game. And it not always makes you, on a personal level, happy. But, you know, I'm here to do a job, and I think we want to win football games and we want to be a successful franchise. And that's when decisions have to be made.
Understood. You will not play again until October 19th when you take on Minnesota United. Congratulations on an emphatic 3-0 victory over Houston in the final home game at City Park, and we look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thanks, Tom. Have a nice Sunday.
Always good to talk. You too. Always good to talk to Lutz Vandersteel, sporting director at City. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, NFL picks before we hit Ravens-Bengals right at 11:30 for the pregame on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.